Ballad of Baluchari. In enthralling rhyming verse, Ballad of Baluchari narrates the passionate love of the lovely Belle of Baluchar for the young weaver who weaves his love for her in exquisite Baluchari. Sadly though, her life takes a turn for the worse and the lovers get separated. What happens thereafter? How does their love find a resolution? Read on, listen in. This poem is read to you by Vasanti Vasudev. Ballad of Baluchari. This is a tale of love, of living love, that's not history. And it's woven all around a Baluchari along the Bhagirathi. On its bank she sat, swaying slender silvery feet, ankles tinkling bubbles with every beat. The curved smile of the crescent moon brought nostalgic memories bursting strewn. His smile, his bewitching gleaming smile, came floating from many a distant mile. Pink, blue, yellow, scarlet and green, the Bhagirathi rippled, alit in every sheen, vying bold, paisley-filled woven tapestry, the lore-filled pallu of the feisty Baluchari. Her eyes moist as she closed them in daily dream, her only dream, her night and day dream. He amidst the mangroves on Bhagirathi's broad flank, his toe tracing her name on moist sandy bank. From his strong hands fluttered and flew the softest weave, telling stories so many anew. He had woven his love in every warp and weft, months of toil, oil lamps dripping steamy sweat, sweet passion for her shiny twisted dress, her doe-like prancing pupils, fluttering and eager, yes. Her pouting pink lips parted in high hot flush, his Baluchari wrapped around her waist, so succulent, lush. The seventh girl child, an unwanted commodity, she had been disposed of, regretless, in a jiffy. He, a weaver, the poor weaver's seventh son, he had not the price to pay for his beloved one. Her life had taken a deep, tumultuous tumble. She had to forbear much without a mumble. The humdrum of life, so solemn and stoic, left her craving for love or a spark heroic. Her life turned worse when her man so old into jaws of death was drawn crude and cold. Twisted out of shape in destiny's severe jolt, she returned, passions locked in double deadbolt. But what did she come back to in barren midlife? In whom can she lose herself and all her wrenching strife? The Bhagirathi, so full, yet seemed so very empty. She sat on vacant banks alone, seeking him a plenty. She lost track of time, had no news of him. The sun rose and set, lifeless days were long and grim. Saving her lingering dream, she had little else left. Her eyes were swollen dry from nights bitterly wept. Her dark black dress, now on her neck scraped, S-like swinging hips, now inverted, L-shaped. She sat, eyes dull and stony, crushed in dreary past, but her feet still danced for a dream long ago cast. Racing past gentle breeze, she sudden heard her name floating sweet and old passions at once stirred. His voice, treble shrill, flitted over the gushing stream, bouncing bold like the flashing moonbeam. His balding grey head and sober gait still locked a young heart at any rate. Not for a moment had he forgotten anything of her. A hundred romantic rendezvous, not one, in a blur. Oh, how he had missed her and pined on and on for those moonlit nights Bhagirathi banks upon. Not even a goodbye, she had had to leave with another. But lo, his fervent flaming heart had felt nothing for any other. Her heart missed a beat, it almost stopped, when she saw him a foot away and her feet high hopped. What did his sinewy hands clasp so tight? Their dreamy future or the orange baluchari bright? The sari slipped from his hand almost and fluttered in hers, hope resurrected utmost. In its sheer magic they stood, spellbound and mute. Then, in gush and sparkle, soared to lives so transmute. The beautiful baluchari danced as nascent beginnings set sail. Its splendorous motifs told many a moving tale. The radiant moon coy behind silvery clouds did quickly hide as they drew close, and the baluchari on her did breathtaking slide. On its serene bank they sat, wrapped in an embrace so very sweet. She, his every music was, and he, her every beat. This is a tale of living love, of a love that is not a history, and it's woven all around this baluchari, along the beautiful Bhagirathi.